96 Rock, rock that knows no boundaries, just plain Dave. Hockey season coming back. That's why we're glad to have general manager of the Hurricanes, Jim Rutherford, on with us. Jim, thank you.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, Dave.
I know it's a busy day for you, but it's a good day nonetheless.
This is a day that we've been waiting for a long time, and it's very exciting to hear that the players and the owners have come to an agreement in principle. We do have another step to take. This has to be ratified to make it an official agreement, but over the next week here, we'll stay very optimistic that it'll be ratified, and we'll be playing hockey in the RBC Center in October.
I don't want to mess up any of the details of the agreement, and I know that you can't give away all the specifics, but can you give us an overview of what the contract is?
I can't because I don't have it. We received word today that there was an agreement in principle that the two sides worked until 5 o'clock in the morning this morning. I called the league to see what the next steps were, and we're going to be going in to the NHL office in New York on Friday, and we'll get a briefing on how the new agreement works. And until then, I don't have any details except for hearsay that we've all heard for a while, and I don't know if that's fact or not.
We're talking with Jim Rutherford, general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, Jim, hockey's a great sport, and the people that truly love hockey, they're going to be there no matter what. Whether it's 301 days that the lockout was or whether it was 1,000, they'll be there. What's the Carolina Hurricanes going to do to get the casual fan back?
Well, we still have some work to do. I mean, we had work to do before we had the work stoppage. And, you know, until we start to fill the building on a more regular basis, we have some work to do. But we do feel very comfortable the fact that we had a lot of season ticket holders left money on account, stayed with us through the work stoppage. We've been contacting season ticket holders that did not renew, and that's been going pretty well over the last couple of weeks. Our corporate partners have been very understanding with us over through this period. And so we feel pretty confident that that hardcore hockey fan is with us. As you know, there's been a lot of growth in this area since we last played, and there's new people moving to town that have expressed interest in tickets. And so people are going to wait and see, you know, about our team and how exciting our team's going to be. I think we have a good group, a good core of young players, and we're building the team back to where it was a couple of years ago. And then we're going to reach out to the fans in different ways, which I'm not in a position to say right now, as far as doing some things that are more interactive and some things that maybe we'll be able to provide for much less money or maybe even no charge in the early in the preseason. So we've been working on some things. We know we have to do some different things to reach out, and we'll do the best we can.
Now, you said the season starts in October. Are you guys going to start practicing as soon as possible?
Our training camp, as long as the agreement is ratified, would probably start the middle of September, and the season would probably start like in the second week of October. But we do not have our schedule yet. I would expect we would get it within the next 2 weeks and hopefully release it at that time.
Well, Jim Rutherford, general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes, thank you very much for being on the air with us, and good luck.
Okay, Dave. Thanks a lot. Good being with you.